Sue Sweet. Marie, shoppers heading across the river may be surprised to find themselves being charged extra as they cross the bridge back to Canada. You can thank American President Donald Trump for that. In response to American tariffs on Canadian goods, on March 4, the Canadian government implemented a 25% surtax on a variety of goods coming back across the border. These countermeasures will apply to commercial shipments, goods imported by mail or courier, and goods imported by individual travelers above their personal exemptions, said the Canada Border Services Agency in a statement to Sue Today. Surtaxes will remain in place until the U.S. eliminates its trade restrictive measures against Canada. A lengthy list of goods are now subject to the surtax, some of which include tomatoes, beans, oranges, and a variety of fruits and vegetables, coffee, tea, and honey, cinnamon, nutmeg, and a variety of spices, bread, rice, and pasta, a variety of wines, beers, and spirits, video game consoles, playing cards, billiards tables, rubber tires for a variety of vehicles. The full list of surtaxed American goods may be found on the Government of Canada's website. Travelers coming across the border will be charged the surtax at the port of entry, the CBSA said. For personal goods, the surtax is assessed by the CBSA at the port of entry. This means that individuals traveling with the goods will pay at the port of entry and individuals shipping goods through the mail or courier will pay upon delivery. Some goods are exempt up to a certain quantity, but will have a surtax applied if that quantity is exceeded. Travelers' exemptions allow returning residents of Canada to bring back goods up to a specified dollar limit on a duty and tax-free basis when returning to Canada, the CBSA said. Exemption limits vary according to the time spent out of the country, with quantitative limits set for tobacco, alcohol, and vaping products.